Fellow Freedom fans, David Alan Carmichael here. You are listening to a very important previously broadcast Faith and Freedom show. Stand by, listen up, take notes. Fellow Freedom fans, we're back here with David Alan Carmichael. Hey, Liberty Works. Just think about that. Those sponsors don't agree with us. How about getting out and supporting those sponsors that don't agree with us? What a bunch of thrill seekers. What a bunch of thrill-seeking maniacs. I did say that I was going to talk about something, and I will, because I promised it. I gave an oath. I said I was going to cover something, and it was a story with regard to some scanning activities. I scan, basically, the popular. If we can say in the news that a majority of the people approve of it, then the majority of it who really would not approve of it, if left to themselves, will suddenly, because of their cowardism and their cowardice, they will basically say and change their frame of reference and frame of their confession to say, no, I think it's a good idea. You know why? Because they're generally a little bit afraid to look stupid. So if the news media says 51% of America thinks that eye scanning to combat fraud is the way to go in all cases, well, oh my goodness, I'm 49%. Nobody wants to be a minority, do they? We've had minority rights struggles just for decades in America. Nobody wants to be a minority. Biblically, I think you're in the right. And historically, constitutionally, American law kind of thing, the minority would usually the right guys. My wife said this one time, and somebody else coined it. Somebody said, wow, look what she said was so real. She said in the Bible, the weird dudes were the real dudes, and that was a minority. She was essentially pointing out the minority of the guys that really had it together. Let's go to, this is the Second Treatise of Government on John Locke, page, it's section 17 through 18, and his section on the state of war. You know what I just discovered reading this before I talk about the eye scanning news that I got from New Zealand? It starts there. It's where the international dateline is. So it's happening first there. In fact, it says Wednesday, October 21st. What? So tomorrow, folks, we've got a story about eye scanning that has already been published. You feel like you're in the Twilight Zone? Here we go. This is quoting John Locke. And hence it is that he who attempts to get another man into his absolute power. Is there anybody today in your neighborhood or in your country trying to get you into their absolute power using whatever mechanism is available to them? Does thereby put himself into a state of war with him? This is what John Locke says. This is what he theorized. And hence it is that he who attempts to get another man into his absolute power does thereby put himself into a state of war with him. Somebody is making war with you. But fortunately, you have in-flight entertainment to soothe you. You'll never notice. Hey, that's the best way to get through a war, huh? Just to watch it on CNN. It being to be understood as a declaration of design upon his life. I'm going to say it again. These are big words for people that could usually know how to read in New English. It being to be understood as a declaration of a design upon his life. That's somebody who's trying to take you into their absolute power. For I have reason to conclude, says John Locke, that he who would get me into his power without my consent, that means somebody else determining this for you, without your consent, would use, in fact, if you go to a group little meeting someplace in Orlando and complain and vehemently say, I am absolutely opposed. All 400 of us here today in this meeting are opposed to your taking power against me in my whatever topic it is, and they completely ignore you. Guess what? Whether you're a minority or a majority, if they're going to do this, this is what John Locke says. He who would get me into his power without my consent would use me as he pleased when he had got me there and destroy me too when he had a fancy to it. This is an incremental thing that's happening in your very life. We watched it historically, and fortunately we have YouTube. We can go back and watch the History Channel and see how incrementally in the 1930s, Nazism, Hitlerism, and totalitarianism and all the other isms took over and destroyed people's lives, destroyed Europe, bless their hearts, peace in their lifetime. This is what John Locke said again. He has reason to conclude that he who would get me into his power without my consent would use me as he pleased, and when he had got me there, and destroy me too when he had a fancy to do it. Now he's forecasting that these little increments are going to lead to something. And he goes on to say, for nobody can desire to have me in his absolute power unless it be to compel me by force to that which is against the right of my freedom, i.e. make me a slave. That's what John Locke thought. So whether or not the things that are going on before our very eyes in the Congress of the United States, which is acting as if it were a national power, right now, before your very eyes, incrementally, I would think that John Locke would be opposed to it, based on what he says. I got a suspicion. He's not with us today. He very well may be alive, he's just not with us. To be free from such force is the only security of my preservation. And reason, oh boy, let's try some of that. I guess they didn't have any in-flight entertainment back then. Maybe that was their problem. And reason bids me to look on him as an enemy to my preservation who would take away that freedom, which is the fence to it. That freedom, hey guys, freedom works. It's the fence to somebody taking away your life, ultimately, your freedom at first. So that he who makes an attempt to enslave me thereby puts himself into a state of war with me. I'm not advocating any violence here. This is a theory. This is a precept. This is a concept. This is a state. He used the word state. It's a status. And there's a lot of things going on in the news today. I know somebody sent me a message about some guys that refer to themselves as Oath Keepers, and they're getting claims that they're going to start taking arms and stuff like that. I don't know that that's what they claimed. I'm going to have to look into it, maybe call one of them, have them express to us what their perspective is. But it's one of these things where you realize, there's a point at which I'm actually going to have to stand. Because this increment, I see something coming. He that in the state of nature would take away the freedom that belongs to anyone in that state must necessarily be supposed to have a design to take everything else. He in the state of nature would take away the freedom, is supposed to have designed to take away everything else, that freedom being the foundation of all the rest. As he that in the state of society would take away the freedom, social security even, if you take away the freedom belonging to those of that society or commonwealth, that's what he's describing is what we're dealing with today, must be supposed to design to take away from them everything else, and so be looked on as in a state of war. What is happening today, just as I read that thing there, what is happening today in the United States Congress, which has beginning more and more and more, it has been for generations, but becoming a national and act as if it were a national government, contrary to the Constitution, contrary to the founders, contrary to the statements of the U.S. Supreme Court, they're just because they can. It's kind of like you're enabled, so they're doing it. Are they trying to take away your freedom? Or is there anything that you see happening? Is there anything in the in-flight entertainment that would give a hint that maybe somebody's going to take control of at least incrementally, if not completely, in certain areas of your life and certain subjects of your life? Is there any hint that somebody is trying to take control of your freedom? Mr. Locke says their design is to take away everything else. Now, I don't have a problem giving it all away. Jesus said, and socialist guests have told me that Jesus said, to sell everything you have, give it to the poor. He said that to one rich young ruler, and we don't know that had that rich young ruler given everything away, that Jesus would have given him 100 times more back because he was faithful with little. We don't know, do we? And he didn't say that to everybody. He said to one guy, he says, let the dead be their dead, come follow me. Foxes have holes, birds have nests, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, come follow me. Is he saying that why don't we then, if we're going to use that as our benchmark, we'll say everybody in America must become homeless. See, Jesus wasn't a socialist, but he talked to one person. I'm a vagabond. You willing to be a vagabond? Show me. Don't just talk. Don't give me lip service. Show me you're devoted to me. You don't know what Jesus would have done. He would have given that guy possibly mansions, not just in heaven, but on earth. But who knows? You can't say, oh, it's a good thing to give everything you have and give it away, distribute it to the poor. And so somebody who's been elected and elevated and vaulted into office then with this power of the sword goes and imposes this upon everyone else. A certain amount of gratification they happen to be getting, in fact, millions of dollars a year currently, and a pittance of giving to the poor historically in their life. I think there's a little bit of hypocrisy evident, but it may not be true. I got to make sure I don't judge. It's just there's a hint. It smokes of it. You know, it's, you smell smoke. There's maybe some fire there. Eye scanning back to beat fraud. This is tomorrow's report. This is in the news tomorrow, 4 a.m. tomorrow. There's a news report that's going to say, technology such as iris scans proves significantly more popular. You hear that? You are one of the lower life forms. If you don't agree with this, you'll be in the minority. Technology such as iris scans proves significantly more popular than PIN codes and passwords. So shall we impose it upon everybody? What do you think? 81% of New Zealanders are happy to use fingerprint scan to prove their identity, and 68% are willing to have their eyes scanned. You know what's great? The marks on your right hand and your forehead are so individual that you can render. You know what's neat? Why don't we make it so that nobody can do banking, buy groceries, do postal service, get medical care without giving the marks on their right hand or their forehead? That way we'll know when they go to the doctor, so they won't have identity, you know, maybe identity fraud, to make sure they're paying their fair share in the medical martial law program. Isn't that going to be exciting? What a wonderful innovation. Hey, how about an industry? We could use a new industry. Some new jobs can be created by having this industry of fingerprint, retina scans, things like that. Caller, hey, thank you for calling Frank Talk 104.3 FM. What's your question or comment?
What they would say about science fiction is stranger than, how they say it?
I think reality's stranger than science fiction.
You ever watch some of the James Bond flicks?
Not in literally decades.
Okay, well, that's perfect, because you'll have to go back decades to see this one. It's one of the very first James Bond movies. It was called Thunderball, where they stole that bomber with the nuclear weapons on it.
Okay.
And it's funny, but the pilot was an eye scan machine in order to identify the pilot.
Okay.
He put his eyeball right up to the machine, and it scanned his eye to identify if that was the pilot or not the pilot.
Right.
And then now here we are about 40?
Wait, I'm going to hold you on that one. Guess what? 2,000 years ago, actually 1900 years ago, that was already forecast.
What's his name?
John.
Who?
This guy named John. He was out on an island of Patmos, and he had a two-way communication with Almighty God. Now, the Hat Man might be offended and give me a call sometime to tell me I'm a just total lunatic and I shouldn't be talking to children.
So but maybe he's saying disguised voices?
No, I'm saying in Revelation chapter 13, it talked about that, about the marks on the right hand and the forehead. And it actually forecast, if you look in the health and welfare code, in the wonderful social security system that we have right now, section 666, paragraph A13, it also talks about some things just very close to this. I mean, I guess it's sort of like science fiction, huh?
Well, does it say in the Bible, you said?
Yeah, it's in the Bible.
No, but does it talk about eye scan in the Bible? Or yes,
marks on the hand and the forehead. Now, what is the forehead? I don't know. I think it's a figurative term for a literal application. Hey, stick around for a second. I'm going to take a break. We've got our music kicking in.
Right.
You're listening to David Allen Carmichael here on the Frank Talk 104.3 FM. Keep tuning in. Weirder than life, reality is stranger than fiction. We're going to tune back in. Check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. Our number is 888-850-1872, and we shall return.